Here's what I see in the Bible. We have to shore up the places of fatigue as the vulnerable spot. We have to strengthen the places of frustration that make us most vulnerable. And finally, when we are attacked, it's the area of fear. Throughout the Bible, more than any other statement, it is, do not be afraid. And here's another example in verses 11 and 12. In verse 11 it says, also our enemies said, before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them and will kill them and put an end to the work. Now think about how you would feel if your wall around your city at this day and age, whatever your wall is today, you could connect it to that, was half built. And many places there are still huge gaping holes. And your enemies said that they were going to come in and kill you. That would bring fear to your life, wouldn't it? Every decision would be based on that fear. The problem is the children of God began to listen to the enemies of faith instead of the promise of God. One of the problems about being in the church is the fact that in the church so many naysayers are a part of us. Now, quite honestly, I don't know that this has ever happened in this church. Praise God, I haven't heard any of those. Maybe you don't have guts to come and talk to me. I wish you would. But the problem with naysaying is that, you know, we in the church think we have a reason to be naysayers. And we say, it's tradition. It's the way we've always done it. And you know what the five words of a dying church are? It's the way we've always done it. Right? That's why Protestant churches are dying. Denominational churches are dying because many churches, most churches are doing it the way they've always done it. Some people say in 50 years, many of the denominations are going to have a hard time even existing. And the Methodist Church is being proactive in trying to make disciples of Jesus Christ. And I give God praise for that, and I hope we weren't too late in that endeavor, because I believe we have a great message. You see, verse 12 says, then the Jews who lived near them came and told them, how many times do you remember? 10 times. Is there ever a time and you just say, all right already, don't tell me again. You ever feel that way, right? The Jews that lived around them, that lived close to their enemies, came to them and told us 10 times over, wherever you turn, they will attack us. Uh-oh, we're outnumbered, we're outmanned. We're out-resourced. We can't do this anymore. Who do you listen to? You see, winning or losing is right here in the mind. Winning or losing is right here in the mind. We don't have time to listen to naysayers. I don't think you all have time to listen to naysayers, do you? I don't have time to listen to naysayers. We're walking forward, right? We're doing our best to expand God's kingdom here in Warsaw. Right? And if you're not, I'm sure there's other churches that would love to have you. But this church is in it to expand God's kingdom. Make disciples of Jesus Christ. That is what we're about. That is exactly what we're about. So don't listen to the naysayers, if there are any. But my question to you today is, who are you listening to? Who are your life coaches? It's critical to know who you're listening to. I don't want to just sit on God's bench, do you? I want to be in the game. I don't just want to be in the game. I want to be the best, and I want to win God's game, right? Quite honestly, any game that we play in our life, anything we do in our life, this game right here is the one that we should be serious about. This is the priority that we should have in our life. Why? Because it's God's game. That's whose game we're playing in the church. God's game. Who are you listening to? We all have those times of fatigue and frustration and fear that make us vulnerable to everything from sexual temptation to pulling back and letting our kids have their own way and do their own things and failing our responsibility and trust as parents. Many times as men, the way we relate to fear is not that we're scared, but that we fret. And fretting is a cousin to fear, and both have to do with not trusting God. Finally, in verse 14, Nehemiah said, now listen,